time now for your comments. Jeremy Knight of Berkeley, California, takes issue with the Letters Music, calling it a rickety Tunerville trolley with a drunken honky-tonk band aboard lurching down the tracks. He says, how about finding a more dignified introduction for our communication? Two corrections. In his commentary about the Heisman Trophy hype, Frank DeFord referred to Marshall College in West Virginia. It's Marshall University. And Marshall grad Jennifer Ball of Payton, Colorado, points out with a smile, Marshall was accredited as a university in 1961. Frank's had plenty of time to get it right. In a report on the state of civil liberties after last September 11th, NPR's Barbara Bradley referred to Dearborn, Michigan as the largest Arab population outside of the Middle East. Dearborn is one of the largest Arab populations outside of the Middle East. Chris Young of Starkville, Mississippi, says it was refreshing to hear Susan Stamberg's discussion with Dr. Alvin Rosenfeld about stressed-out, overscheduled children.
Thank you for contributing a voice of authority to the caution against the over-involvement of our children and an encouragement to parents that they, too, don't have to get caught up in the rat race. After all, as the great theologian Lily Tomlin once said, even if you win the rat race, you're still a rat.
Neva Rose of Portland, Oregon, doesn't doubt that these children exist, but she says there aren't any in her neighborhood. She says, I live a blue-collar life, and I'm surrounded by many lower- and middle-class families that struggle to make ends meet and cannot afford extracurricular activities. She continues, I could certainly find many unscheduled children that could use somewhere to go, something to do. Several listeners responded to a report by Rebecca Pearl of the Center for Investigative Reporting on the diesel exhaust of school buses and the health risks posed to children. They said, don't forget biodiesel. Scott Durkee of Vashon Island, Washington, cooks up his own special brew.
Biodiesel is made from vegetable oil, newer used by mixing it with methanol and lye. I've been making my own fuel for over 6 months and pumping it into my Mercedes diesel engine. And not only does my car run better and cleaner, but instead of stinky, nauseating diesel exhaust, my car smells like French fries.
After hearing the Present at the Creation story about Cracker Jack, Gene Scully of Rockaway, New Jersey, recalled a day at the Bronx Zoo some 30 years ago. Visitors had thrown a handful of regular popcorn and a handful of Cracker Jack to the zoo's resident elephant. Scully writes, using the end of its trunk, the elephant carefully sorted through and ate the Cracker Jack, peanuts first, then the candy-coated popcorn. After determining there was no more of the good stuff, it started eating the regular popcorn. Nobody had thrown it the prize, but it didn't look too disappointed. Send your comments to morning@npr.org or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. Please say where you live and how to pronounce your name.